Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Sailing the Northwest Passage was a dream for centuries, and some explorers actually made it happen. It took Roald Amundsen 3 years on a 45-ton fishing vessel. More than a century later, the loss of Arctic sea ice cover has cleared the way for high-volume traffic through a route once nearly impassable and often deadly. Cargo ships are already traversing the passage, and this summer, luxury cruise liner Crystal Serenity, with more than 1,000 passengers and crew, will embark on a 32-day cruise from Anchorage to New York, the first commercial cruise liner to do so. But it is still the Arctic with its own special dangers. Today, both the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guards will undergo emergency Arctic exercises to simulate what a rescue operation might entail should the Crystal Serenity encounter trouble. Admiral Robert Papp, former commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard, currently a U.S. Special Representative for the Arctic at the State Department, joins me now. Admiral, you've actually transited this route, yes?
Well, many years ago, I began my career in Alaska in 1975, my first assignment in the Coast Guard, a small Coast Guard cutter, home ported on the island of Adak and the Aleutians, but we transited up. In fact, I crossed the Arctic Circle the first time on July 7th, 1976.
It wasn't a terribly important day for you, I gather.
Well, it was memorable. You know, sailors tend to make little events like that, crossing the Arctic Circle or crossing the equator or the dateline, into significant events. And it was our bicentennial year. We just celebrated the 4th of July in Nome, Alaska. And so it is memorable.
What are people on this cruise ship going to see when they, you know, take this trip from Anchorage to New York?
Well, one thing they're not going to see is they're not going to see as much ice as I saw 40 years ago. The other memorable thing about that trip in 1976 is we got stuck in the ice off Kotzebue, and we actually could not make it any further. We got beset in the ice, suffered some damage, and had to turn around and go back. 40 years later, I've flown into Kotzebue, same time of the year, and you can't see any ice now. So clearly the ice has receded greatly. And there's a lot more open water, which is now allowing this human activity, which is manifested in this cruise ship going up there this summer. What they will see is some very rough, rugged country. They may see some treacherous weather. They will see some ice. You know, people think, in spite of the fact that the ice is retreating, what that does is it actually makes it a little bit more dangerous, because there are a lot of ice flows, small icebergs and other things that break off that are driven by the wind. And so they're going to get the experience of their lifetime in a place that very few people get to see.
And the walls of ice that they'll come up next to, how tall are they?
Well, sometimes if you come up alongside glaciers, for instance. And I think they may be at some point going through some of the glacier areas that are further to the south. They can be 10 stories tall. What they're likely to see as they get up into the Arctic Ocean is they'll see flows of ice. What they'll see above the water is very small, but generally about three-quarters of the depth of the ice is below the waterline, which is what makes ice dangerous. What you can't see is probably the most dangerous part.
So how long does a cruise ship have before it's, you know, a refrigerator if the power goes out and, you know, they're stuck up there?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've actually had experience with a cruise ship. One of my earlier assignments in the Coast Guard, probably now about close to 20 years ago, we had a cruise ship, a Carnival Cruise Line ship, that lost power. They had an engine room fire and they lost power completely. They had about 1,000 people on board. They had to send another cruise ship out from Miami to come alongside and transfer all the passengers off and bring them into their next port of call. And it was under rather benign conditions in the Caribbean. If, in fact, you have the same thing, an engine room fire with a loss of power in the Arctic Ocean, there are very few places to take those people to. They're going to have to make sure that there's plenty of food that doesn't need cooking. Water shouldn't be a problem in the short run. They're likely to get a little cold, but I think right now the cruise lines, the Coast Guard, the Canadian Coast Guard, they're all getting together. In fact, they're having a tabletop exercise up in Anchorage, Alaska, to actually walk through these scenarios and think about what they're going to do if the unlikely event happens.
So stranded on a non-sinking ship is one scenario. Then, of course, it rolls over, and then everybody has to evacuate. In a situation like the Arctic, is there any way people can get into the lifeboats and wait for the Coast Guard?
Yes. That's if conditions are, once again, benign. As you saw in the cruise ship, the Italian cruise ship a couple of years ago, if it runs up on rocks and starts to list severely, it makes it difficult to launch the lifeboats. Sometimes some of your life rafts are not able to be deployed, and that can be a rather dangerous situation. I am sure on this particular cruise, they're going to drill all the passengers on the lifeboat procedures, life jackets. There's more than enough life rafts and lifeboats to take all these people. The challenge is, where do they go to? In the best of circumstances, if you get everybody safely into lifeboats and life rafts, then you have to collect them up and bring them someplace. And most of the places along the Northwest Passage, even if you're near a port, these ports have fewer people than the passengers on the cruise ship. So you're going to have to find a means to accommodate them. You're probably going to have to bring in temporary facilities real quickly, tents, other things, medical people, to make sure you can take care of all these folks. And once again, that's why they're having this exercise this week in Anchorage.
Admiral, you need your own Discover Channel show.
I think so. I could certainly talk a lot about adventures.
Oh, you are the ice road shipper.
Yes, sort of. Although the ice is going away, so it's allowing more shipping now.
Admiral Robert Papp, former Commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard, currently U.S. Special Representative for the Arctic at the U.S. State Department. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, John. Thank you.